Blog Talk Radio.
What time is it? I'll give you the time, old-timer.
What's the idea of the three watches?
That's the way I tell time.
How do you tell time?
This one is 10 minutes slow, this one is 20 minutes fast, the one in the middle is broke. It stopped at 2 o'clock.
Well, how do you tell the time?
I take the 10 minutes slow, subtract it from the 20 minutes fast, and divide by the two in the middle.
Well, what time is it now?
Oh, it's 9:30.
Why,
oh.
You...
Oh!
9:30. Get away from here.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh! Ow! Oh!
My name? I'll say Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no, come out.
Up. I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Down, it's a dirty boogie for me.
Coast. This is the Possum Friday Possum theme. I said that right. It's hot. How hot is it? It's fucking hot. That's how hot it is. Welcome to Friday Night Possum. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, wherein you'll hear such podcasts such as this one, Friday Night Possum, and on Mondays, Possum Hour. I know, Ted, during the week, clobbering time with your pal and mine, and Jay Grimm, ever vanishing brown eyed thing. In the meantime,
don't mince words, Bones. What do you really think?
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, perhaps?
I hope so.
Close one, man. They're doing it again. Yeah.
So
you got your
air
on, don't you? Don't you, you bum?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you bashy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No sweaty balls here, man. No sweaty balls going on over here.
You like the elite, cosmopolitan elite or something, man.
Great.
People.
My nipples are hard.
Go back to where you came from. Yeah, you're from Philly, right?
Good job.
So, how was your week?
It was all right. Not bad. Usual. Selling guards. That's about it. No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. Yours?
I didn't do a damn thing, man. Mr. Science stopped by for a quick visit.
Uh-oh.
He's on his way to Minnesota. It was kind of nice.
Get some Skittle Bowl.
Give him a howdy. We had a little Skittle Bowl in just one game,
okay.
But we bowled. We rolled.
All right.
Gigantor Space Age Robot showed up for that. Yeah.
We invite you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science.
There you go, man. Mr. Science.
Mr. Science.
But he's no longer here. He's on his way. we got folks funneling into the Possum Lounge. That's wonderful.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. Hang on, Ted. Hang on, Ted. Too hot, man.
It's anxious. He wants to do the roll.
Oh, yeah. He wants to get on with the show. He wants to get on with the show here. If I could find the right cue. Ah, do you have a plug?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, in fact.
Aha. Well, then, have at it.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to be doing a show on the moon. It's all going to be about the moon, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. Moonstorm. There you have it.
The moon. The moon.
3 o'clock
That's
Eastern
it.
Time. www.wriu.org. Possum Blues at 4:30. There you have it.
They should like the moon. They should give away some green cheese or something, man. Moon rocks.
It all ties in.
Yeah. Smoke some moon rocks and eat some green cheese, man.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
.org.
.org.
All righty, most excellent. Well, should we start blowing shit up?
Yes. Yes.
All right, I want to get Ted settled in, so we'll go to the blow up thing, and then I have a cute story. Sure.
Okay. Huge or cute?
Cutie.
Okay, cute.
This one,
okay, all right.
In that space.
Aww.
And it's about the cops, man. It's about the cops. It's a positive story about the pigs. I mean,
okay.
The cops. How cool is that?
It's a
yeah.
Buzz. Okay,
all right.
All right. A cute cop story, all
right. Shush. Wait a minute, Teddy. Now. Tonight's blow up is a suggestion by our resident lawyer, Murph. Hush, hush. Not yet. We're not to the thing. We're not saying the names yet. He thought I was saying the names, and I said Murph. But Murph suggested anything by Gary Puckett. And in light of the Epstein scandal and whatnot, I thought, how about Young Girl? By Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. That's
there
a pretty
you go. There you go.
Song.
Uh-huh.
A puke-inducing, huh? Huh? Am I right? Am I right, kid?
Uh-huh. You are
correct. All right. Well, for the very last time on the planet Earth, Gary Puckett, Union Gap, and Young Girl, ladies and gentlemen.
And now for something completely different.
Sock it to me.
Get out of my mind. Mama, for you is way out of line.
You feel like moving Bob Rudd Manage? Get ready to put your boots.
Pull the string.
With all the charm. The secret of your youth. You let me
fuck
My own book, Learn to Move Slowly and Take It Easy, published by Chilton Company, is available in most libraries, and it not only gives the rules, but it tells how they were learned, the hard way, through bitter experience.
Oh, my soul. Baby, 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 don't you know my love? My soul. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you know my love?
soul.
Field fence for a book rule double. You gotta love that.
That it did. That it did. That it
go
did.
Go wrong with the little Richard.
All right. That's my buddy. I told you I met him. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's wild. Did you get to touch him?
No. I was
touch him?
Through the second floor window. I kept calling him Little Rich. Little Rich.
Hey.
I yell, boop, pop, pop, shoo, pop, all fair, boo, I'm such a white guy, I told him. He was busy trying to push religion on it.
Oh, he was in his, he went through.
Yeah, he had a trunk full of religion.
He was trying to save some souls. Yeah.
He did it.
So I
don't have it.
He did what?
I had it. He gave us a couple. Why, he didn't. His chauffeur, the two guys who was with, gave us a couple copies of the religious. You know, I probably tossed it immediately.
it's not for everybody.
You know where I stand.
it's not for everybody. Oh yeah, I wanted to ask you: did you not say you were going to register to vote this year?
I said I was not.
I thought for sure you said you were.
No.
That sounds like fake news to me. I think you need to go down there and register to vote, man.
It doesn't mean jack shit.
It does in your state.
It don't mean anything.
The difference in your state was about 40,000 votes, bruh.
Yeah, well, if you're all together, the big picture, it doesn't make any jack. They do what they want
to
do. Well,
nothing makes, in the big picture... Nothing. means nothing. It's just all a bunch of dumb shit that happens.
But
you don't have to get that. We don't have to bear it down that far. You know, it's fun to go vote, man. You might
it's
pick
fun.
Up some chicks over there too, man. There's all kind of retired honeys out there taking your vote, man.
Okay, there you go.
Remember when I was registered Republican, I was 3 or 4 cycles back, because I wanted to vote in the primary in this state, and that's how the rules are. I wanted to vote for the Republican, because the Democrat was already, that was it. The Democrat was a shoo-in, so I figured, well, let's register Republican and, make a difference. And this black lady was signing everybody in, and she goes, "You're registered Republican." I go, Yeah, but I'm one of the good guys. I'm not. I'm just over there voting because I'm like apologizing to her. Not really a Republican. I'm just spying on her. I'm undercover. I'm a lib.
That's what I was. Card. I was a Republican. I was always a Republican. I went with my father. He was always a Republican.
I've been both. I've never voted Democrat in anything though. Every once in a while I'll vote for Republican, but few and far between, really.
When I moved to Massachusetts, okay. I said, that's it. I'm not registering ever again. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I know Francie says she's a Republican. I could tell, Francie.
Yeah.
I could tell. Man. I'm drinking hot coffee, and it's fucking 90 degrees in here. That's brilliant. So anyway, the cop story.
Yeah,
well, I used
to
consider... Applecheek says she's a conservative. I used to consider myself a conservative.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean what it used to mean here in this country, at least, in America. There's nothing very conservative about the people that are considering themselves conservative, man.
Nope.
It's the basis of the word, conservation. There's no conservative killing the environment, man. Anyway, enough of that. Spring over to, I'm at the ballpark, okay?
Yeah.
Overworking the ballpark. And there's families and kids going through there, you know, it's a nice family atmosphere, whatnot. And this little kid, he comes up to the policeman, two little boys, comes up to the policeman, tugs on his sleeve, and he says, could you tell me where the Dippin' Dots are?
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah. And, I overheard the whole thing. And the cop knew I was listening, so he's putting it on. He goes, well, I'm no detective. But I think if you go down that way and you go past the one thing, there the Dippin' Dots are right after that. And they're like, thank you, officer. He goes, no problem, kids. Gotta love a nice cop with a good sense of humor. That's why he's still walking the beat. He's no detective. That was one of those things. You know, you never hear too many good stories about the cops, so I thought I'd pass that along. Nice cop. I'll tell you where else I see a lot of nice cops. When I do those festivals down in Cincinnati, a couple of them come over to the tent and, hey, how you doing, you know, and whatnot.
Okay.
They're really nice. Nice bunch of folks, at least in that situation. If I was robbing a bank, they might get a little snippy, but...
Not you.
That's a difference. That's a whole different kettle of fish. All right, I guess we already blew shit up. Ted's not ready for the shout-outs, but we'll start him anyway. How's that?
Okay. Get Ted ready. He's got an urban.
He'll come in later and bark.
Man.
Don't worry about it. He's got barking in him, so he's not going to miss anything. All right. There they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge. More ladies than gentlemen tonight. Gotta love that.
Good. All right, good.
It always makes me uncomfortable when it's like all dudes, you know? It's like, we're not appealing to the women at all, are we, tonight?
And that was our goal from the giddy-up.
That's what the whole thing was just, talk to somebody with a higher voice than mine, and I end up with you. Figure.
Yeah.
But there they are. That's Applecheek Salas is here. She's on top. Applecheek. Applecheek. Hey, there he is, Ted. You ready, buddy? Applecheek Salas is here. You got anything to say to Applecheek Salas? Yeah.
All right.
You got it, bub. All right. Applecheek Salas. And you know who else is here? Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
You know what, Ted? It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. See?
Dr. Cake.
See? Wait. You know who else is here, Ted? You know who else is here? Francie. Yeah.
Francie and Friends.
It's Francie from Francie and Friends. She's a Republican. Did you know that?
I think he did.
Oh, he doesn't follow you on Facebook. He didn't know. He didn't know.
Oh, he knew it anyway.
He doesn't follow you.
Okay. Hold on. Your favorite's coming up next. Maggie C. Who do you got on Maggie C? Really?
Okay.
Incredible boy.
That's pretty good. And she said hi, bud. Okay. He said hi. He said bark, 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 bark. Well done, Ted. And finally, it's Professor R.J. Gumby.
Gumby. Thank you, Ted.
Senator Minister of Finance and Parking. And future registered voter.
Ted follows me.
Hey. Hey, look who just popped in. Look who beamed in over here.
Buzzsaw.
G.T. Trenton, man.
G.T. Trenton.
GTO. Let me give him a shout out here. G.T. Trenton's here, Ted. G.T. Trenton.
Yo.
You know, the Fleet Admiral. The custodian, international interstellar custodian. Yeah, that's him. That's him. He got the fish pond with the Bobs. An auto fish named Bob. All right. Cool. All right. So there you have it, ladies and germs. I know. That's gotcha. Ladies and germs, there they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beaver.
Hello.
I apologize for the following number.
What's that smell? I said, that's strange, does it come out a lot? Then I saw them reach down, she tied it in a knot. That's grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. That's grandma's uterus, that's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt. That's grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. I just saw Grandma, she's running as fast as she can. I said, what you running from? Is it a crazy man? I noticed Grandma dragging the uterus between the feet. Then I saw a dog chasing her, they think it's a piece of meat. That's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. That's Grandma's uterus, that's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt, that's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. One day our family was sitting at the dinner table. Joyce said, what's a dish right there? It don't look edible. Grandma said, that's my uterus, I just don't like it on the floor. Dad said, I thought that was fish, as he ran to the bathroom door. That's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. That's Grandma's uterus, that's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt, that's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. I said, that's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. That's Grandma's uterus, that's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt, that's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out.
Kitty cat, get away from that! Get away from that!
Lordy, lordy. Grandma's uterus, always hanging out.
Kitty.
What a
Kitty.
Picture that thing.
Kitty.
filthy, dirty, 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 dirty.
Oh, Clark Sutton's got that right.
Wow.
Really, dude? Really?
Hey, man, Dr. Demento played that on his show.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, if it's good enough for Dr. D, good enough for Commie D. Yeah.
Grandma's uterus.
Grandma's uterus. Yikes. That was pretty awful.
Yeah.
I don't know who to blame that on, actually. I will blame Dr. Demento. That's what brought it to my attention.
Yeah,
we're going so well, man. We had the Brian Setzer there, and then the little Richard, and now all of a sudden it's just we kind of ran into a brick wall.
Well, that's expected.
Grandma,
this is possible.
Grandma's uterus there. Marked the end of a good half hour of Possum. Now hold on tight, because here comes the next half hour of Possum. Well, I'm kind of out of material, man. I did not do anything this week of any kind of notice. I did see this, though. This was kind of cool. Everybody was using that dopey, you know, like ever since the very beginning of Facebook, I've been very suspicious of anything that wants to get information from my profile or anything, you know. Let us access your profile, and then you'll see, you know, if you look like Burt Reynolds or something. So I stayed away from those, but they had this one here, the old person filter that you were, everybody was doing the old, making themselves look 20 or 30 years older or whatnot. Well, it was a Russian app, turns out. So everybody who signed up for that one just handed over their data to the Ruskies.
Now, is that true, or is that just a rumor going around?
No, that's the truth. The company's owned by the Ruskies. Yeah. It's a face app.
No way in hell am I going to be around here 40 years later. So,
it was made by a wireless lab, a small company based in Russia. And according to its terms and conditions, your photo could be used in unexpected ways.
Okay. Yeah, but what trust you going to do with that fucking information?
I don't know. But it don't make me any happy. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I could care less.
Man, you're gonna see the Ruskies are gonna win. Khrushchev said it, man, back in the 60s. He says, "We will not crush you with a mallet. We'll tickle you with a feather," or something like that.
That's right.
And what it meant was, we're gonna end up winning this whole thing. Because you guys are schmucks, and we'll beat you from within, man. So,
all right, there you go.
There you have it. Here's the headline: Death of the Republic, Omen 11.
That was definitely a happy ass.
Oh, we're all going to be Ruskies.
Yep, we're going to be speaking Ruski, man. Speaking Ruski.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Let me help you with that. Yeah.
All right.
My suggestion is stock up on as much scotch as you can before the tariffs make it unaffordable.
Yeah. I like Russian.
I was telling Maggie C's drinking Talister, Storm. Talister. Okay. Whatever the heck it is.
You're a bad influence on our Maggie C.
I know, man. I turned her on to the scotch. The Dark Storm, Talister. I had the expensive, I had a $250 a bottle scotch last night. We each had a little snort of the Macallan 18.
Nice.
Everybody
nice,
I
nice.
Turn on to that goes, well, it's good. It's not $250 a bottle good. Scotch aficionados are nuts.
Is that right?
But I've plunked down $120 on a bottle, so I don't really have too much to talk about. GP's got some tattoos. You see that?
Got some tattoos. Yeah.
He's got. I bet
okay.
He's got that fish named Bob on
okay.
it.
Okay.
On his thigh.
Two tats.
All the middle-aged white guys at the ballpark wearing their shorts. That was like a trend for a long time. They'd all have a tattoo on their calf, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's wow, that's almost cool, man. Aren't you hip with that thing on your?
You got a
tiger and
a
falcon. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Those are cool.
Yeah. I would have guessed Jason. I would have thought you had Voorhees on them.
Well, who do you got now? Popeye, right?
I got Popeye, yeah.
You got Popeye on there. Man, I was such a huge Popeye fan when I was like 3 and 4 and 5 years old. That was my favorite.
I still like
Popeye and Underdog.
The Fleischer Brothers.
I grew out of it. I grew out of it. Glad I didn't. I was going to get a
Popeye
tattoo when I was 5 for my birthday of Popeye, and I my grandpa talked me out of it. He says, you know, in a couple of years, Popeye might not be the thing
for you,
you know.
I used to love those fake ones when I was a kid. I used to love that, where you put one on your arm or something like that and slap it on.
Transfers. Those were tits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love those.
Good stuff, man. Well, I don't have any tattoos, and I don't plan on getting any tattoos, and I don't plan on having any piercings either, because my body came with the exact right amount of holes originally.
Okay, well, that's good.
I don't need to add any holes. You want to listen to Grandma's Uterus again? That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Or not? No. Probably not a good idea, man.
Somebody's had to plan for that one.
GT's mom has a tattoo, man.
Ah, there you go.
I didn't realize she had a tattoo, dude.
She's got Gumby.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoo of Gumby.
I don't know, man. When I was a kid, the only ones that had tattoos were sailors and shop teachers.
Shop teachers, yeah. But yeah, sailors is a big
Francie. Francie wants me to talk about the storming of Area 51. That's like some guy on Facebook or somewhere says, oh, you were all going to storm Area 51. And they got worried about it.
Storming Area 51.
I don't think there's anything worth saying in Area 51, to be honest. All the good aliens are in Florida, man. They got them at an air base in Florida.
Didn't they arrest some nuns? Didn't they arrest some nuns for protesting Area 51?
I don't know. I don't know what happened with them. It was just two million people. Man, now that says something about, 2 million people fell for that. Just goes to show you that there's one born every minute. Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Ignorance is bliss, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
So put those books away and turn on the TV.
curious what you look like 40 years from now. What the hell?
That's right. Get online and follow them to Area 51.
Well, I'd like that.
Man. You're ready again. You're not ready, Ted. You shush. Yeah. TV or not TV. Is there anything better than Barney Miller reruns, though? I mean, if that's on, that's what I'm going to be watching.
I've been getting into the Beef. I go to work early just to watch the two episodes of the Beef. And then after that, when Perry comes on, I play the music. I put on some blues at the shop.
Yeah, you don't do any Perry Mason, huh?
I knew it.
You'll turn on at the end when they're... The last 10 minutes, though, they have the guy confesses.
That's always good.
Perry Mason just stands there and stares at him with them freaking eyes, man. You know, and they're like, okay.
Can you imagine if that shit really happened?
Much. Well, that's why my dad thought that was the stupidest show. Yeah, my dad was an attorney. He's like, because that never happens. He goes, never. It happens every fucking week on Perry Mason. Never, ever happens in real life. Perry Mason, every time, man. So, don't believe what you hear on TV.
There you go. Right. There you have it. That's right, baby.
Indeed. It's, what is it?
It's a car?
Oh.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
No, probably not. Because? Let's play that after the 3 minutes. Sorry.
There you go. Grandma Junior!
Man, I have not. I know. How do we top Grandma's uterus? Well.
You can't see this now, but I'm waving my cigarette lighter up in the air. I'm waving the cigarette lighter. Grandma's uterus! It's the new Freebird.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the new Freebird.
Should I play it again for the 3 minutes?
Yeah.
For the old love of God and country?
Oh, yeah.
Well... this is one that you'd sent this one over, Professor R.J. Gumby. It's strange and wonderful, and it's 3 minutes, so it's perfect. The 3 minutes you'll never get back, I'd say. Yeah.
Right.
It's tailor made, as it were.
It fits your credentials?
Mm-hmm. Right. How that?
It fits the credentials. It's
You got that.
Perfect.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
3 minutes.
There you go.
You'll never get back.
Brothers and sisters, prayer is a powerful thing. In these trying times, we pray. We pray hard. But there are some matters where we would be better servants of the Lord by accepting what is and not bothering Him. Come on! You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
DNA.
You can't pray the gay way. Mama, oh mama, you can't blame yourself. Just cause your baby boy took your high heels off a shelf. Daddy thought football would make a man of him. But now he spends all his time cruising the gym. You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what you preachers say.
No matter what you preachers say.
There's no fighting
D&I.
You can't pray the gay way. Well, Reverend Bill at the Church of Christ says he needs reprogramming.
That boy ain't right.
You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what you preachers say.
No matter what you preachers say.
There's no fighting
D&I.
You can't pray the gay way. You may not know it, but you know lots of them. Statistically speaking, one out of every 10. Every family's got one. You might call them Auntie Fred. Mama says he's harmless, less he's trying to give you head. Oh, you can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preachers say.
No matter what your preachers say.
There's no fighting
D&I.
You can't pray the gay.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Pray the gay away. Well, you know, let's see.
I'm looking at you.
Oh, this is a good one. You ever read it? Sonic?
Sonic.
Sonic hamburgers? Sonic? You never seen the Sonic?
Yeah, I've seen a couple around here, but I never eaten there now.
Yeah, like a hamburger joint, and they kind of a throwback to the 50s. They got the car hops and whatnot. Well,
We got one of them.
Three Sonic employees were arrested after a family discovered an ecstasy pill wrapped in their kid's meal.
Seven-year-old
unwrapped kid's meal in Taylor, Texas. And found a little blue pill. It was in a kid's meal. When she opened the wrapping, she noticed the pill. Being 11-year-old, she asked her parents if it was candy. Oh, good Lord. Thank God she did that.
Yeah.
Instead of eating the damn thing, I'd have probably ate the damn thing. Tripping on the way home.
Wow.
So they took it to the police, identified as ecstasy, and they rooted out the culprits. they got the guy and he had similar pills in the similar wrappings in his pocket. So, yeah, pretty sure that's the perp. But yeah, be careful, especially when you're giving your kids meals. You know.
Now was he being an
the kids wouldn't go to.
What?
It's probably just, they probably just fucked up. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, Francie, they wouldn't go to bed easy, not with ecstasy. Man, that makes that's what they take for them horny orgies and whatnot.
Tripping
out on the crazy stuff.
That's a fucking Kaiser.
I never did that shit. I never tried that shit. That was after my time.
Well, it's new, isn't it? It's pretty much new.
No, it wasn't there when we were teenagers. No.
No.
But no, you wouldn't, get that. I remember the time my oldest son got drunk. That was hilarious. He was like 3 or 4. And he drank, it was either perfume or cologne, whichever one's not poisonous. And he's acting funny. You know, we called poison control. And they're like, well, that one, whatever he drank wasn't poisonous, so he's cool. I go back upstairs to check on him, and he's riding his rocking horse like, yee-haw! He was having a good old time. Well, my wife's all upset and everything. I go, honey, he's just, basically, he's just drunk. What it is.
Well, you remember when Denny's used to serve alcohol to children?
Oh, yeah. Serve beer.
Yeah, it was the iced tea. They mixed it up, you know, because the alcohol iced tea that they also serve.
Oh.
You're giving it to the fucking kids.
Now that's all. You get them drunk, yeah, they go to bed early then, usually. You want to watch? Watch out for the ecstasy in the Happy Meals, and don't drink the the perfume. And in Tennessee, they posted a warning Saturday after a suspect in a drug bust attempted to flush methamphetamines down a toilet. And they're saying, please do not flush your methamphetamines down a toilet because then you'd be creating meth gators. I guess the gators that live in the sewers of Tennessee or something, whatever, in the rivers, eat the meth and start writing bad checks and whatnot. It's not a good scene.
That's a bad sci-fi movie.
And prescription pills, too. Don't do that, because that's, their hair could fall out or something. They could have...
Can you imagine that? The cops are banging on your door. They're going to be, no. We better not flush it down the john because it's the gators.
Hey, Vince, what are you doing? Get rid of the evidence, man. No, we don't want to create meth gators, do we? Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I surrender. Yeah.
Think of the reptiles.
I can see that happening.
Think of the reptiles. My guess is they're gonna flush it.
Well, you know, the environment is a big. You can't turn the page of the newspaper seeing out a story in the environment. See.
Yeah.
And
you got one.
It's kind of interesting. Researchers in Switzerland have a simple idea for countering the impacts of climate change.
Okay.
Plant more trees. More than a trillion. Over time, these trees would capture more than 800 billion tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, according to a study, and that adds up to 25 years' worth of carbon pollution. Let's get cracking and start planting some trees, dagnabbit.
That's
Lord
only
America.
Going to delay it. That's only going to delay it. We're doomed.
Oh, yeah, we are
maybe
doomed. Because,
give us another 60 years. That's it.
Like, you know how, like, the plastic straws are, like, you know, that's in the news. People, oh, yeah, the fish failed on the plastic straws, and, it, you know, they're, like, just a big waste and everything, and people are trying to cut them out.
Well, in order to stand up to that poppycock and falderall, this is our Bobo in a nutshell. Uncle Bobo is now producing, and this is the truth, a pack of 10 Bobo straws with his name on it. And
course,
I think they're like 10. Yeah, yeah, his name's on there. Uh-huh. And of course, all the money will go toward the reelection or, you know, a trip to McDonald's for the big guy. I don't know. Anyways.
So what's the trick? It's Oz in salt water?
I don't know. They're good straws that don't break down in the environment for another 300 years. So those. He went, well, you're going to go to trouble putting your name on a straw. You're not going to put your name on a paper straw like some kind of libtard, right? You're going to put it on a
right
good
there.
Petroleum product that's never going to break down in the fucking earth, man.
Yeah,
that's the only smart and reasonable thing to do.
Yeah.
Good God.
And you put it, you put it on good steaks and you put it on a bogus university. Yeah, you got a good straw.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? What's with this environmentally friendly shit? Well, I think we should respect our planet.
These are crazy straws.
What kind of crap is that?
Fucking,
is it panty waste?
Fucking crazy straws.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I tell you what, you can't pray to gay away. That's unfortunately because you can't pray to gay away.
You can't. You can't.
Those damn libtards. And
you can't unsee grandma's uterus.
No. Once you see grandma's uterus, that's it. That's the end of the road. nothing new on
See,
the.
That looks like it's 40 years.
Nothing new on the guy who's leaving the bowls of mashed potatoes around Jackson, Mississippi. Still unsolved.
Yeah.
Still unsolved. I just wanted to, you know. I've been keeping an eye on that one. I sleep with the police radio on, just to have it tuned to Jackson, just to see if
the
guy comes back.
I'm waiting for that. Another thing I'm waiting for is the guy who gets his house keeps getting eggs. We never got an update on that.
Oh yeah,
wasn't that Ohio?
Yeah,
guy?
That guy. He was a Cleveland dude. Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't figure out where the damn eggs were coming from, man. It was like the perfect crime. Somehow achieved
he had no enemy.
Futuristic technology on egg launching.
Just his house. I was bombing his house. Some random
bastard. Here's a good one.
That's all he is.
Here's a good one. Well, let's look him up, man. Cleveland egg thrower.
Yeah.
Cleveland egg throwing.
Egg thrower. Pages.
No, it looked that was unsolved. It looks like that was back in 2015, and it didn't look like they wrapped that up.
Well, at least
baffled
it's not,
the police.
It's not going on anymore, right?
I think they calmed down on that. So, anyways, you go to Florida. You got the Florida man. It's always a Florida man.
Yeah.
He's riding around impersonating a police officer, okay? He's pretending he's got a flashing light on his SUV on the dash, you know, so he can pretend like he's the heat. So this is the bad cop story, I guess, for tonight. And that's kind of funny, though, because he put the flashing light there, pulled over a car, and unbeknownst to him, the car was being driven by an undercover police detective. You know,
we did this one before, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Remember,
sorry.
I asked you.
Okay. Well, that's a recent story.
Pants on?
Oh, that's right. Okay, get that out of there. Part. I apologize for that, but now here's something you'll really like. Did we do the lady that stole the Walmart scooter?
Oh,
and drove to
the
Waffle House.
Sounds like an old one.
Yeah. That's back in April. Maybe we did this one the same night as the cop guy. She wanted some Waffle House.
Again.
to blame her.
I wouldn't doubt if it happened again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. She just wanted a cup of coffee,
copycat.
Turns out. So.
Copycat.
Nothing
crazy.
Serious. Nothing serious. Nothing to see here. What else we got here? By the way, go back to where you came from.
Oh, he's getting away with that one.
It's, well, because the people that dig the dude say, well, that's not racist.
Just yeah. Not. I say it all the time. That's not racist. That's what they're saying.
I like it. Somebody put on there, yeah, okay, try saying that to a coworker at work Monday. See how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, non-racist. Yeah, say it to the black guy that works next to you Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
I bet you'll get a big kick out of it. I'll tell you, you know, that's not racist at all. My gosh.
That's unbelievable.
My golly. That's,
we've lost
that's
our
right,
way.
Right clever of you there, Jeeves. And not at all racist. Yep. Yep. All righty. Well, we got to wrap this thing up. We need something funny. Did we do the case of the three naked women?
Oh. How did we miss that one?
Okay. It begins with three naked women at a rest stop and ends in a high-speed chase in Florida, of course. Thank God for Florida, man, because Ohio was really getting a bad reputation. They're saving our ass. The three women are behind bars. They were at a rest stop, lounging all natural.
And
someone reported
that,
the women. Wait a minute. Some fucking douchebag reports them to the police.
Oh, Jesus
asshole.
Christ.
There's always some killjoy, you know? That's probably the guy that tipped everybody to A7 at the pie machine there and ruined the pies for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
My kids were, man, they didn't have no more pies, man. They take pies out of the mouths of my children. But, so anyway, they one of them said they had just showered and were air drying.
Nothing wrong with that.
They had nowhere else to shower, so they used the rest stop, and they were drying off outside the rest stop building. So they did get dressed, and then they drove away, and then they tracked them down, and then they drove off, and it became a chase. So, why didn't they just leave them alone and put their clothes on? Crying out loud, man.
Yeah.
Well,
what's
going to
happen
to your quarter? Yeah, well, you know, what? I take your clothes off
anyway,
so I can identify you. Is that how that works? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what the fake undercover cop would do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, did we do this one? We must have done this one. This is in Rhode Island, oddly enough.
Uh-huh.
And a firefighter was placed on leave for walking into a 7-Eleven naked.
He was put on leave before this happened?
No, after this happened. He said the man with a smile on his face purchased, that's all he had was a smile on his face, purchased a soda and left in a car. And they tracked him down and it turned out that, it was on a dare. She said she dared the guy, his girlfriend dared her to go, dared him to go into the store nude.
Uh-huh.
Because he said it was legal in Rhode Island. Oh, okay. So she's like, oh, okay. So if it's legal to walk into the store nude, you go ahead and do that. And he was subsequently placed on administrative leave. Been with
the
department for 40 years.
Why did he think it was legal? Why did he think it was legal?
What a dumbass.
Uh-huh.
That's like that. He probably read it on 4chan or something. That's like that idiot that sent me the email. And he says, if you reply with anything but an apology to this email, there will be litigation or something like that against the law. I'm like, go fuck yourself, man.
Yeah, right. Jesus Christ. What a dope.
But he read it on the internet, so he thought it was true. You know, I was legally, I had to legally bow and bow for his forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Read it on the internet.
Who confessed to Perry Mason, though? You're right, I knew it was
so, once again,
anyway.
Don't believe shit on the internet, man. And, you know, if you're going to, if you already bought your tickets for Area 51, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got some swamp land you might be interested in. Bitcoin. Yeah. Give you my Bitcoin.
This,
sell you my Bitcoin
this
collection.
This country's so fucking stupid. You gotta laugh now.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. It's land of the morons.
Get him! Give that man a cigar!
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh no, this is even better.
Yeah.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
She said, take a travel to the river, let the muddy water wash it away. If the truth won't flow back up to the top, you can bet I'll love good day. So I took to the edge, a dove on in, the current went stole me away. Rocks and gravel, I ain't got a paddle to dig my dying grave. See a trail of tears come trickling down, and the water got a bitter taste. My heart is heavy, my boots ain't steady, and the waves keep slapping my face. I can hear her voice in the howling rain, saying it's sink or swim. But the deed's all done, I'm going down, and I won't be back again. God damn this river, and it's wandered away, and the love we made was shallow and deep. I'm sinking like a ship, I'm a runaway dip, and I ain't got a paddle going up shit creek. There's a bend up ahead by the dead bull rushes of the cottonmouth coil and play. I've been thrown by levees and rusted out Chevys for now on 15 days. In the fog and the moon and the Mississippi mud, everywhere I see her face. But I'm only a pebble in the belly of a devil in the godforsaken place. God damn this river and its wandering ways, and the love we made was shallow and deep. I'm sinking like a ship, I'm a runaway devil, and I ain't got a paddle going up shit creek. Lie, lie, lie. Like a ghost from the bank. Hear the roar and the crash of every lost soul that sprung and leak and sank. When my body is a bag of broken bones, with a farewell breath I call. God damn you, lover, there will never be another when it's over the waterfall. God damn this river and its wicked ways, and the love we made was bittersweet. I'm thinking like a ship, I'm a runaway devil, and I ain't got a paddle. I say, God damn this river and its wandering ways, and the love we made was shallow and deep. I'm gonna wait, never let me get a pound going up shit creek.
unmute yourself, damn it. Unmute yourself.
Happy birthday, everybody.
There you go.
Okay, everybody.
Everybody.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Dead serious. All right. So I'm looking up. I'm thinking about this Bobo thing. You know, not to go back to Bobo, but go back to Bobo.
Let's get back to Bobo.
He's putting producing straws with his name on it just to, as a fuck you, as a middle finger to all, everybody that's concerned about the environment. See?
Yeah.
So what the fuck is a straw? What are these straws made of? They're made of polypropylene. Polypropylene. Say that three times fast. polypropylene. And it is a resin made by polymerizing or stringing together molecules of propylene gas. When a very large number of these molecules are chemically hooked together, they form this solid plastic material. Then I looked up, how long does it take polyethylene. Polyethylene, is that the same thing? Polypropylene. How long does it take? It takes, for it to degrade in the environment, it takes 20 to 30 years. So, yeah, it takes 20 to 30 years for it to degrade in the landfill.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
Pretty much of an asshole move to produce more straws just, you know, because they're environmentally, you know, unfriendly. I don't know. It's a style.
And it probably causes cancer. We'll find out it causes cancer.
What's that?
Yeah.
You know the thing is, I saw this thing. Japan recycles like 90% of their garbage.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing, man. Because they have to, because they, you know, ain't got no room for garbage. No, was it Japan? Singapore.
Japan,
Singapore.
Singapore? Okay.
Yeah, even smaller. They have no room for garbage at all. So they recycle, like, everything. And, like, that just shows you that everybody could do that. The whole world could do that, man.
Yeah.
If they wanted to. You see these rivers filled with... those rivers and those third world countries are just filled with garbage. Yikes. Man.
But Japan were the people that were making steaks out of their shit. Remember that?
That's true. That's true. They're even recycling their poop into poop steaks. Poop steaks, yeah.
There you go. Poop steaks.
They've got to be better than those Morningstar sausages, though. The links. Not the patties.
They're Bobo steaks.
The patties I like, but the links got a funky texture to them. Oh, that's not a sausage link. Yuck. It's Boo. It's Boo Kitty. Stay away from the links. The patties, highly recommend, especially the hot ones. The links, you don't want to go near them links. It does not mimic any kind of meat. It's yucky.
There you have it.
There's our vegetarian
Fred,
moment.
Are you talking about John and Fred?
What's that?
You're not talking about John and Fred Link, are you?
No, not those. The Link sausage. The Link sausage.
Oh, Link sausage. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Even, just double checking.
Don't even think Link, man. Don't even do it.
I you know, that's a crying.
I didn't know possums were carnivorous.
There was a major missed opportunity that no one did a documentary on that when the mother was still alive. A major opportunity.
I tell you what, we got to put the first 10 episodes of this show in some kind of time capsule.
Uh-huh.
Just to preserve, especially that one. I got to go back and listen to that one night. That one night where Fred got on and started talking about his philosophy. And it was
we just got off of it. You could still hear him.
I had an LSD flashback while he was talking.
Yeah.
It was so weird, man.
That was weird. Weird AF.
We went right on to a different subject, and you hear him in the background still going on with that monotone voice.
Yeah, he kept going. He kept going, man.
That was funny.
That was some weirdo-rama shit, man. They got evicted, man. That's uncool.
Did they? That is uncool.
Yeah. Last I heard, he was homeless, man. He could have been a star, man. But no, he quit Possum.
Didn't
think we were going anywhere.
Yeah.
Here we are, driving Duesenbergs. You know, he's over there with the homeless.
When he was cooking that squid, man, that was just, I think that's the funniest thing that was ever on this show.
That was too classic. That was like, can't make that shit up, man. You can't.
And then when
he
brings
up,
in the bathroom mushrooms, man, it was just classic. That's what Wendy was great at, keeping it going.
Yeah. Well, I miss the old lovely Reverend.
Oh yeah.
Well, we have a caller before the polka party. You want to throw caution to the wind here?
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Woo!
Where's the phone thingy, man? Let's see.
Oh,
phone's on. That's not it. Here we go. Hello, and welcome to Possum Hour, area code 431. You're on
431.
The air.
What the fuck? No, that's
there
not
you go.
That's someone else.
You're on, man. What's up?
Yeah.
Is it the wrong number? Did you call the wrong number? This is Pizzola's Pizza. Would you want a pie?
That a lot.
I fucked your mom.
Oh, no. Oh, he says Dirty Lloyd. He's one of them guys. Yeah, he's just Dirty.
I don't understand.
Talk up poo-poo.
Are you Canadian? Are you talking to me?
I thought Canadians are polite people. You talking about fucking moms?
Yeah.
No, but Percy, you told me to call this number. I don't get the impression they're talking to me.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Who do you think we're talking to?
Yeah.
Who
do you think we're talking to?
Each other.
My soft phone is terrible. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Well,
I normally use
Patty's
this to call tech support so they can fix my VM.
Something's got to be done.
Yeah. You don't have any squid, do you? Bag of onions?
Squid man, right?
Anything?
Well,
fish named Bob?
If you want them. I have some potatoes, too. If you want to take the potatoes.
Potatoes?
It'd be great if you took them, because they're really close to growing eyes out their side and becoming like other baby potatoes.
Nice.
So they're really soft. You got to wait for them to grow. Like anything else, right? It starts off soft, but after a little bit, it gets hard enough to be useful.
Nice. See that? I didn't know that. You ever throw cheese on a baby's face?
No, I generally avoid babies because they make stupid noises.
Is that still a thing?
No, that was last week, man. I don't know.
Oh,
but in America,
I've been told
you put babies in cages.
Okay.
That too. We do that too. Sure.
You do. You don't call them internment camps, even though fucking George Takei calls them internment camps when he was in an internment camp.
Yeah. No, they're they're called concentration
like, Canadian,
camps.
We're saying I don't want to talk to these people.
Oh, okay.
Trump leaves them. Fuck
Uh-oh.
Them. Why would I want to talk
Uh-oh.
To them?
I know. Uh-oh. We have another. Whoop. He hung up. That guy was pissed off, man. He hung up. We got another caller.
I don't play.
Area code 616.
Hi, it's Nifty.
Hey,
Mini Nifty, man. What's up, brother?
Mini Nifty.
Give me a round of applause, man. You're not
just
pissed off,
really
too,
good.
Are you, I hope?
Nope.
Did you drop the Mini, or is that just like shortening the name?
It is Nifty.
Yeah, he's nifty.
There's always been two of us in Mini Nifty, and sometimes I'm Nifty, sometimes she's Nifty, sometimes I'm Mini, sometimes she's Mini.
Okay.
That sounds pretty nifty.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay, we got a polka, man. We're burning daylight, kids. Sorry about that. We an angry guy.
I think angry guy
was cool.
Ask Mini Nifty if you ever heard of Grandma's Uterus.
No.
That's probably why he called in to complain.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Have you ever heard of Red Peters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't play enough of Red Peters. We used to.
He's more of a holiday thing. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
We like
to
Christmas song.
We got the poll walks are getting pissed. Come on, man.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Guys, I couldn't begin to pronounce.
Mm-hmm. Nice song.
All
polkas should be nice and relaxing, like that song was. It was very tranquil.
Yes. Yeah, that kind of calmed me down.
I was all pissed off and upset over an angry guy in the straws, and now I could care less.
See? I think that calmed the angry guy down.
So you got any projects coming up there, Nifty?
Well, I've been doing some stuff with my other band, which I won't say what it is, other than
but
I'll give you one hint. The album that the old album from the 80s that gave us the Nifty in our name. The name of our band is another word from that album title, and it's a noise band, which means we make a lot of electronic noise.
Oh,
all right.
When you have something
you
want to share,
example.
Send it along. Yeah, man. We're always looking for weird shit to waste time with.
Only we do really long tracks. Because we're
and longies. Yeah, that's right. We always had that. Yeah.
Just do bits and pieces.
Yeah, like a preview.
Yep.
Coming attraction.
We were going to put out a greatest fidgets album, which has like 2 minute long fidgets from all our long, like cut out from our longer pieces. It was going to be called Greatest Fidget.
Nice. That we can get our sink our teeth into. Yeah.
That's got pasta written all
over. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Even
thank
the
you,
Republicans
everybody.
Who showed up. That's fine. You know, I don't discriminate.
No problem.
What's that?
By the way, earlier today I sent you a Red Peters recording. It's really the funniest one there is.
Okay, cool.
You get to hear a whole bunch of professional backing vocalists spelling out profanities.
Nice.
We like profanities.
It was really cool last night. Rolling Rock. I turned on, we were sitting there having a few cocktails, and I put on YouTube and put my sister's band, the Annette Cohen band on, the second Tentet. And, man, I was prouder than a Jaybird, I'll tell you what. Uh-huh. Like, that's my sister up there doing that crapola up there with the guitar and all that stuff. Pretty fucking cool, man.
I just posted a couple of days ago, I posted in the next city on Zombie Loves Jazz.
Oh, I love that man. That's a great man, man.
Yeah. She's great.
Rolling
with
Rock.
Records,
thanks.
Man.
Thanks for coming, gang. We're really burning daylight.
Yeah.
Seconds
here you
to go.
Everybody. Have a perfect day.
I better get that train. Jeez. Happy birthday, everybody.
By the way, one more piece of trivia. Do you know who repopularized Rolling Rock in this century?
No.
It was one of the first YouTube celebrities, the angry video game nerd. For the first few seasons, he was always seen with the Rolling Rock.
That wasn't quick enough, man. Sorry. I got caught in the matrix there. But, that's the end of the show,
the
man.
The dot matrix. I want some
Oh, wait. I'm going to type in the chat room. Happy birthday, everybody. Okay. You slinging bars tomorrow there, Professor RJ?
No, I got off. So I'll be at the
day off again.
Radio.
Nice.
But it's going to be every other weekend. Every other weekend. We're going to alternate. Me and this girl's going to alternate every Saturday and Sunday.
Cool. Sounds good, man.
Seems like it's all right.
Oh, Nifty, I hope hope you're feeling well. Your health is good and everything's going well in your life.
Yep. By the way, I finally figured out where the chat room thing is. But by the time I got to it, the box was read only. So is there like a certain way to check in? Do I have to use a username or something?
Yeah. You have to register with Blog Talk and get a username of some sort.
Because when I tried to, it looked like they wanted me to buy a subscription.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to try to sell you something. But yeah, just don't buy nothing. You can sign up for free. Actually, I think you can sign in through your Facebook thingy.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
But if I wanted my own show, would I need a subscription?
No, it's free. You could have your own show for free, but it's you're limited to a 30-minute show, and you can only upload 3 files.
Sounds almost as bad as SoundCloud.
There you go.
So.
And it's safe to register. It's not a Russian thing.
Yeah, it's not a Russian outfit
not a Russian
doing it.
Buzz.
It's, I think they're Botswana. Something like
yeah,
that.
You can. Speaking of Russian, you should listen to the band Leonid and Friends. Their Chicago covers are spot on.
Yeah, I like those foreign bands that do the crazy covers and whatnot. That's good stuff, man. Get a lot of good rockabilly that way.
Especially when they did Saturday in the Park.
You know, I worked a gig with Chicago. None of the good Chicago guys. It's like, you know, just the scrubs, the pseudo. All right, well, on that stupid note, well, it wasn't the first stupid thing I said all night, so, you know, I'm not going to feel too bad.
Thanks for calling in, man. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, nice. Nice to hear from you, dude. Well, good to hear.
Thank you.
And I'll also thank Angry Guy.
I
don't know
I
why,
like
but yeah, he was angry. He was yelling at us for locking up the kids, man. We're against locking up the kids, me and Gumby, man.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
Lock up kids. He's like, concentration camps. And like, yeah, I know, right on, man.
Yeah,
that
wasn't us. Yeah.
Fuck Canadian.
Maybe
angry Canadian is what he was. Angry
I'm
Canadian.
Free the kids. I got a Free the Kids t-shirt on I'm wearing right now.
But just so you know.
I got an impeach Trump button on my speaker. No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, a baby just got its wings torn out by the roots, and it was very painful. I should have said Uncle Bobo. I'm sorry.
Well, you had to say the name.
And then I got two Bernie buttons and a Feel the Burn. One that says Long Live Print. Boy, that one's really, that's the dumb one there. Long Live Print. They just, the Pittsburgh paper just went to 2 days a week, man. Print is dead. Mark my words. Print is dead.
I'm marking it.
Go Andrew Yang. He wants a basic income program.
There you go.
Andrew Yang. He says he's the opposite of Trump because he's an Asian who's good at math. He's not a politician. He got to start creating jobs in a venture company, training the kids to do programming and stuff.
Yeah, I saw a little bit on him. He seems like a decent guy.
And he loves his Bitcoin, stuff like me.
President Yang. I like it.
Yeah.
President Yang. All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight, everybody.
Good night, buddy.
Goodnight.
adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!